Feast of Exaltation of the Holy Cross. As I said on the beginning of the Mass, the cross is stupidity in the eyes of the world. It's blasphemy in the eyes of Jews, because it's a tool of condemnation. It's a sign of rejection. And God took him on himself through such awfully bad tool bring us salvation. Let us think for a moment about our approach, the Holy Cross. What do? We are thankful for Jesus' cross, that he took it upon himself. We praise God for the love he showed us in his Son, who gave up freely his life for us. We show our reverence towards the cross as a sign of our redemption. This is the cross of Jesus Christ. And now let us look on our crosses. What are our crosses? Our daily struggles, problems, weaknesses, people who bring us a lot of pain and suffering. It may be even your work that is cross for you. It's really difficult for you to be there. Or some people you meet every day. And what is our approach towards all those events, people whom we can call our cross? Well, we don't like it, of course. We would like to be free from of them. We would like to be somebody better without our weaknesses, our struggles. We would like to not to have those crosses in our lives. The struggle and tension between is that we give thanks to God for the cross of his Son, but we reject our own crosses. We condemn them, we hate them, we don't like them. And nothing wrong with trying to make our lives working better. But there is one small thing which we miss a lot, and it is very, very difficult thing to accomplish. But I want you to tell about that tonight, so we may grow in discipleship of Jesus Christ. We may grow in mystery of God's love and presence in our lives. What is this? Is that as much as we are thankful for Jesus Christ's cross, we need to learn how to be thankful for our own crosses. I know, it doesn't make any sense. How to be thankful for such people who made my life miserable? How to be thankful for my sickness, my illness, my weaknesses? It doesn't make any sense. It's a stupidity in the eyes of the world to be thankful for such things. But as we are thankful for the cross of Jesus Christ, we need to learn to be thankful for our own crosses. It doesn't mean that we become passive, that we don't do anything with those things. No. We keep working on them, we do our best to change it. But the small thing, to tell God, it really sounds strange. I thank you for that cross in my life. It changes everything. I learned it in my life, and I see how it changes my life a lot. Why? Because when you get to this point that you want to say, or you force yourself to say, God, I praise in my cross, I praise in my darkness, I thank you for that. There's something amazing happens. You open your life, your darkness, your pit where you are, on God's presence, on God's salvation, on that unbelievable thing that he is with you there, that you are not there by yourself. This is why Jesus died for us on the cross. He chose it freely to show us that He is always with us, that He never leaves us. And we need to learn how to be open and accept His presence, even in our darkness, even in our suffering. Why? Because the cross, what happened on the Good Friday, is not the last word of God. The meaning of the cross, the fullness of its power, we discover on Sunday morning of the resurrection, when Jesus is risen from the dead. And that same with our lives. St. Paul says that God cooperates with those who love Him in everything. He doesn't say God cooperates with you when something good happened to you, when you are blessed and happy. No, He cooperates with you in everything for your good. Everything means everything, not only good things. And to accept it, it's a tremendous thing that will change our lives. Because as we don't see where this cross leads us, we'll understand it later. Maybe in 10 days, 10 years, maybe in heaven. But what we can do now is find the strength and courage to give thanks to God for this cross, for things we cannot change, for things that are our burden and suffering. And I would like to invite, to encourage you to find time on prayer and talk to God about those crosses in your lives, people, events, your weaknesses, struggles. And just try on prayer to tell Him, God, I thank you for that. And just see what will happen. It may take some time for us to really accept it. I'm really thankful for that. Because it's something illogical. It's something stupid in the eyes of the world to be thankful for our cross. But what was stupidity for pagans, it's means of our salvation. Eucharist is good place to start thinking about that. We come here once again to be strengthened, to let Christ change our lives. So just try it. Find time to talk to God about your crosses and try to say thank you for them. Try to praise Him in your crosses, even if it doesn't make any sense. Let Him reveal Himself to you in the humbleness of His cross, which becomes our salvation.